This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, December 7th. Hot on the heels of Princess Cruising upping their daily gratuity rates comes the news that NCL will be doing the same. In a letter to guests, NCL said that beginning January 1st, guests staying in the Haven or a suite will be paying $25 per person per day, while those in other categories, including balcony suites, will pay $20 per person per day. Previously, the rates had been $20 for the Haven and $18 for club and balcony suites and $16 for the rest of the categories on the ship. That's an increase of at least 25% for most cruisers, and for those staying in the Haven, a little bit more. And J.P. Morgan has named Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings as its top pick among cruise stocks. The bank based this on several factors, including the fact that, unlike other lines, NCL has resisted the temptation to discount pricing in order to fill their ships. The company also took into account the company's growth potential and future valuation. J.P. Morgan indicated that Norwegian should see strong, increased pricing trends moving forward, while they predicted Carnival's pricing would remain stable and Royal Caribbean could see a potential decline. And the port of Nassau, Bahamas broke records this week by welcoming six ships simultaneously for 2 days in a row. On Monday, the port hosted Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas and Harmony of the Seas, also Explorer of the Seas, Celebrity's Reflection, and Beyond, as well as Carnival Elation. And then yesterday, the port followed that up by welcoming Royal Caribbean's Independence, Enchantment, Mariner, and Liberty of the Seas, as well as Disney Wish and Carnival Liberty. Collectively, that brought the port a two-day visitor count of over 40,000 arrivals. And cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 4%, 9.30. Royal Caribbean down 3%, 57.63. And Norwegian down 2%, 15.83. More industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Wednesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Do you have a story or a tip to report? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.